Clifford, remember when you were a puppy?
One puppy, two puppy on a puppy bed. The littlest one has fur that's
I'm
red.
Kind of new, so I'll stick with you. I like new places, seeing lots of new faces. And before this day's through, we'll make good friends like you.
Trying out for the school basketball team today. I really hope I make it.
Oh, you'll make the team easy.
Don't be so sure, Emily Elizabeth. I'm not as tall as the other players. And when it comes to basketball, the bigger you are, the better. That's why I have to keep practicing.
Go, Clifford! Look, Clifford's small, but he scored a basket.
Hey, Clifford, you got game. What do you call that move?
The bottom bump.
I'll have to remember that one. Well, I'd better practice some more.
Okay, good luck, Evan. Evan's handshake is really complicated. Let's see. First you make a fist with this hand, and then with this hand, and then you spin around and... I guess we both have to practice.
Yahoo!
That sounds like Evan.
Yippee! Yee-haw! Woo-hoo!
Oh, hi, Emily Elizabeth. Hey, Clifford.
What's new, Evan?
I made the team. That's what's new. And here's my official team jersey.
Congratulations, Evan. I knew you could do it.
My first game is Friday night. You're gonna come down and watch me, aren't you?
Sure. Maybe my dad can take me. He loves basketball. And maybe we can bring Nina and Shun, too. Uh-oh, and Clifford, of course.
You know, I probably won't play too much because it's only my first game.
That's okay. We'll still be there to support you. Right, Clifford?
That'll be great. See ya. Taylor charges down the court. He spins. He shoots. He scores! Yes!
Come on, kids. Let's get a good seat.
Are you excited about the game, Clifford?
Oh, this is a great spot, isn't it?
We're really close to the action.
Can you see all right, Clifford?
Wow, Evan looks kind of small next to the other players. He always seems so big to me.
But Evan's so amazing, it doesn't matter what size he is.
Shun's right. Evan's gonna be great.
Okay, we better sit down, kids. The game's about to start.
Hey, Evan's sitting on the bench. How come he's not playing?
Well, he's new on the team, Shun. But he's a good player, so he'll probably go in soon.
Of course he will.
And when he does, he's going to be amazing, right, Clifford?
It's only one play, kids. Evan just got in the game.
That's right. Once he gets warmed up, he'll show them. Right, Clifford?
Over here. Over here. I'm open. Over here.
Look a little frustrated, Evan. But don't worry, you're gonna be just fine. Now don't give up.
Yeah, okay, Coach.
Gee, Evan really looks down.
I wish there were a way we could cheer him up. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Hey, I think Clifford has an idea, don't you, boy? Ruff, 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 ruff.
Whoa! Thanks, Clifford. I needed that.
Sorry, Evan. Clifford was just really excited to see you.
That's okay, Emily Elizabeth. I could sure use some of Clifford's energy.
Oh, don't feel bad, Evan. You're a great player.
That's no use. Maybe it was a mistake trying out for the team in the first place. The other players are just too big.
Remember when Clifford scored that basket the other day?
Uh-huh. He was the only one small enough to get under the fence. Hey, you're right, Emily Elizabeth. Clifford scored that basket because he was small. He used his size.
And his bottom.
Maybe I can use my size, too. Bigger isn't always better.
You tell him, Clifford.
Right. I just have to think Clifford. But it's too late now. The game's almost over.
A lot can happen in 2 minutes, Taylor. Ready to get back in the game?
Okay, Coach. Think Clifford. Think Clifford.
Over here! Bottom bump. Hey, Emily Elizabeth. Clifford. Thanks for showing me that being small doesn't mean you can't be a big player after all.
A great story. Today's story is Speckle and the Made-Up Rules. One afternoon, Speckle invited all his friends over. He had a new board game and couldn't wait to share it. But when they opened the box, they couldn't find any rules, and no one knew how to play. Then, Speckle had a great idea. The group could make up their own rules for the game. Robbie spun a three, so he had to make the funniest face he possibly could. And when Speckle landed on a green square, his challenge was to juggle. Or at least try to. It was so much fun, they played for the rest of the afternoon, enjoying the rules and the game that they all made up together. The end. I love reading stories together. You know, Clifford, for such a small dog, you sure are a big reader. Ruff! Doggy Duds.
Knit one, purl two, tie it off, and there. I've just knitted my very first sweater, and it's for you, Jorge. Go look. Well, what do you think? I'm glad you like it, boy. Look, it matches the one Abuela made for me. Come on, Mom said she'd take us over to Abuela's. I want to show her your sweater.
Ay, qué bueno, Nina. Good job. Qué bonita, granddaughter. How pretty. Your knitting is excellent.
Thank you, Abuela. But I couldn't have done it without you. You're a great knitting teacher.
Gracias.
De nada. Jorge and I are going to wear our matching sweaters for the family picture tonight.
Ay, you will look so beautiful. And you will be very handsome.
Hey, Clifford!
Jorge! Wow, Jorge! Great sweater!
Nina knitted it for me so we can wear matching sweaters for our family picture tonight.
And I bet it keeps you warm, too.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay, now look at me from this side. Am I still very handsome?
You look great on both sides, Jorge. But the real question is, can you run in it?
Can I run in it? Just watch me!
Hey, wait for me!
Can't catch me!
Bet I can!
I thought I told you this is a no-puppy playing zone!
Oh, sorry, Daffodil.
Yeah, we were so busy playing, we forgot.
Well, okay. Wow, that is a great-looking sweater, Jorge. Is it new?
Oh, brand new. Nina's grandmother said the sweater made me look very handsome.
Jorge, if you're gonna wear your new sweater for something special later, maybe you shouldn't wear it to play in now.
Gee, I never thought of that. Yeah, it could get dirty or something, Jorge.
Oh, I won't get it dirty. Come on, let's go play!
Okay, I'm coming!
I sense a disaster coming on. Whoa! I repeat, this is a no puppy playing zone! Ah!
Hey!
Oh. Did I hear something rip?
Oh, it was just my sweater. I'm okay.
You might be okay, but from the sound of that rip, I don't think your sweater is.
Oh, I don't either.
Oh, it's just a tiny hole. You can barely see it. Come on, let's keep playing, buddy. With your toys! Whoopee!
Jorge, are you sure you don't want to take off your new sweater first?
Huh? Oh, sure, I'm sure, Clifford. So stop worrying, buddy. And start playing! Yes, I found it! Uh-oh. I think I kind of, sort of, tore it a little more.
I'd say a lot more.
Oh, it is a pretty big hole.
But, guys, I have to wear this for our family picture tonight. Oh, Nina is gonna be so disappointed in me.
Jorge! Clifford! I can't wait to show you the sweater I knitted for Jorge. It matches the sweater my abuela knitted for me.
Hello, you two. Where's Jorge?
Jorge? Jorge! There you are, boy. Come on out and show Emily Elizabeth your new sweater.
Jorge looks great, Nina. But he sure has a funny way of showing off his sweater.
Come on, Jorge. Come closer.
What's he doing now?
I guess it's just Jorge's way of modeling?
Wow! You did a great job, Nina!
Thanks. Jorge, you silly puppy!
Gee, do you think you could teach me how to knit?
Sure!
Great!
But I have an even better idea. Let's ask my abuela to teach you. She's over at my house right now.
Thanks, Nina.
You can come out now, Jorge. They're gone.
Ooh, that was close.
Why didn't you show Nina the hole in your sweater?
Well, I wanted to. I really did. I just couldn't. I didn't want to make her feel bad. She worked so hard on that sweater.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to make Emily Elizabeth feel bad either.
But you're supposed to wear that sweater for your family picture tonight. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Will you guys help me think of something?
Of course we'll help you.
Great! How?
Yeah, how, Clifford?
Okay, let's see. Well, I remember that once Emily Elizabeth tore her favorite shorts. Her mom did something to them, and the hole went away.
And?
Well, if we find those shorts, we can see how her mom fixed them, and then we can do the same thing to Jorge's sweater.
Sounds good to me, buddy. Now, where are those shorts?
Up there.
Up there? How are we gonna get up there?
I had to ask.
Oh, hurry, Clifford. I'm getting squished.
There! I made it. Here they are.
A daffodil? Are you in there?
Where else would I be?
It looks like Emily Elizabeth's mom put a patch over the rip in her shorts.
So we can put a patch over the rip in my sweater.
Right!
Right!
Wrong!
Wrong?
We don't have anything to use as a patch.
Oh, right.
Oh, wait a minute. I have a big idea. We can use my sock spider. I bet it'll make a great patch.
Well, how does it look? Does it hide the hole?
It sure does. Now we just need something to hide the sock spider.
Yeah, Daffodil's right. The sock spider's too big. We need a smaller patch. Hey, how about my slipper? Well, that's a little better, I guess.
Try again.
A carrot?
Okay. Since we can't patch it, and since we still need to find a way to fix my sweater, we still have to come up with a new little plan.
Make that a new big plan.
Why? My sweater! Well, I guess there's only one thing left to do.
You're not gonna stand on my head again, are you?
No, Daffodil. I'm gonna show Nina the rip in my sweater, like I should have done in the first place.
We'll go with you!
So this is why Jorge was acting so funny.
Can we fix it?
Of course, Niña. We just have to re-knit the part that's torn. That's the only way to fix it.
Oh, it's gonna be okay, boy. I wish you would have come to me earlier, but I'm glad you decided to show me after all. Now Abuela can fix it, and it'll be good as new. Oh, Jorge.
Okay, everybody, on the count of three, say cheese. One, two, three.
Cheese!
Come on, let's go play. Oops, I almost forgot. No more playing in my brand new sweater. I want to keep it nice.
Thank you, Jorge.
Now I'm ready. Clifford, I just found a great new place to bury bones.
Where?
It's a special secret place. So if I tell you, do you promise not to tell anyone?
I promise.
Okay, it's...
Wow, that is a great place, Jorge.
Hey, little Rouge. Jorge, what's new?
Jorge just found a brand new spot to bury bones. It's a... Oh.
Clifford knows that keeping a promise is a very important part of being a good friend. So whenever he makes a promise, he keeps it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Norval. I can't tell you without Jorge's permission. I made him a promise. Jorge, is it okay if we tell Norval
about... Oh, sure. Norval won't tell anybody.
My beak is sealed.
When you keep a promise, you're being a good friend. And that's why Clifford's idea to grow on for today is be a good friend.
Okay, Norval, you are going to be so surprised.